WHPO.
That's WHPO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHPO. Randolph County.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. This is Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning and a good weekend. We're going to be talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing fine. Can't complain.
Yes. The weather's still a little icky out, but it's getting better.
That is true. That is true. But it will get better eventually.
Yes. So we will survive the winter.
True. But we're in a brand new year. And one thing I used to do it. I think I quit just because it never worked, but January 1st always seems to bring about that time. It's like, okay, this year I'm either going to do this or not going to do this, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to, eat less sweets or things like that. But it can be fun to do, but it tends to fade away.
Yeah, then that's something that a lot of people struggle with, but a lot of people are very, very motivated right now with it being the month of January and working on those new New Year's resolutions.
Right, right. I have some people I talk to that manage a gym, and in this time of year, they see a big influx of people, coming in. Now if people could just keep that up throughout the year, they'd be doing great.
That's absolutely true. Yes, that's the trick, is keeping it up through the whole year. But regardless, it's good to see people getting motivated and getting back to that healthy lifestyle.
Right. It's making it healthy. One thing we can do is something fairly simple, is to add a glass of milk to our meals, right?
Yeah. So, having these new health resolutions, we really need to focus on those nutrient-rich foods in our diet. A lot of times, especially in today's American diet, we have a lot of what I call empty-calorie foods. So that would be foods that have tons of calories but don't really have a ton of nutritional value. So if we're really wanting to focus on our health and wellness in the new year, focusing on those nutrient-rich foods like dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and like you said, adding a glass of milk into our meals or snacks is a great idea. The reason why is because a glass of milk has 8 grams of protein, and protein really helps to keep our bellies full for longer, so that we're not getting hungry in between our meals and things like that. As well, it has the 8 grams of protein, but it also has other nutrients like calcium and vitamin D to help build strong, healthy bones and healthier bodies as well.
Right. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here. And we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey Bentlich from St. Louis Dairy Council. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back again, talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And January 1st means a lot of New Year's resolutions that people make. And while they start out with good intentions, don't always end up the year the way they started the year. But what are some simple ideas that can help people achieve their health and wellness through their New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, so there's lots of different ideas that we can do to achieve those goals without really going crazy for this New Year's resolution. So earlier we were kind of talking about how lots of people end up getting gym memberships and are back in the gym. Being as active as possible is super important in getting those health and wellness goals achieved, but it could be simple. We're aiming for 30 minutes of physical activity a day. So this could simply be planning a family outing that makes you a little bit more physically active, like hiking or backpacking. Obviously not swimming outside right now, but swimming in the summer times or even just bowling. One thing I always tell people is park your car at the end of the parking lot or take the steps instead of the elevator today. Just some simple little changes that can make a big difference in the new year. Walking your dog or joining a sports team. Just some different ideas on keeping active. Those are some simple tips that we can take into the new year that don't necessarily change our whole lifestyle, but can make a big difference.
Right. You'd mentioned drinking a glass of milk earlier to get more protein and stuff in there. Well, why do you suggest drinking a glass of milk at meals or snacks? I mean, typically we think of milk for breakfast, but it's more than just that.
Yeah, so really aiming for getting in those 3 servings a day with the milk. And the reason why I say that is milk really packs a nutritional punch. With those 8 grams of protein that keep us full and then 9 essential vitamins and minerals that it provides as well. So the reason why I say this is milk is very low in calories compared to all the foods that you would have to get in to get the same nutrients that's in 1 glass of milk. For example, you would have to eat, and this is a pretty big list, so be ready. You would have to eat 3/4 of an ounce of cooked salmon, 10 cups of raw spinach, 2 hard-boiled eggs, 1 cup of kidney beans, 1/3 cup of almonds, a banana, 3 ounces of turkey, and 10 cherry tomatoes to get the same amount of nutrients that is in 1 8-ounce glass of milk. So you're really saving a ton of calories there by just getting those nutrients in with a glass of milk and keeping your belly full, too.
Right. I think it would be a little overfull with all that.
Exactly. It'd be super hard to get all those nutrients in. So, we're trying to reach these health and wellness goals where we're losing weight and things like that. We're saving calories here, but also getting the nutrition that really makes our metabolisms work well in a glass of milk. So that's why, get in those 3 servings a day, and it'll keep your belly full as well.
Right, exactly. And you can select the type of milk, based on your health goals or your doctor recommendations.
There's tons of milk out there on the market. All milk has the same amount of protein and vitamins and minerals. But the only difference between like 1%, 2% and whole is just the amount of fat and calories that's in the milk. So really doing what's best for your diet. And on top of that, there's lactose intolerant milk on the market now as well. So even if you have an allergy or lactose intolerance to milk, there's something out there for you that you can still consume and get that great nutrition.
And that's still got all the same nutrients as well, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of different health fads out there. Here lately, it seems to be like this big interest in plant-based beverages and that. What's the difference between, dairy milk and a plant-based drink?
Yeah, so there's tons of different plant-based drinks out there on the market. And a lot of times they're putting them right there in the dairy case, too. So we get them get confused on, is this what they call soy milk the same as a regular dairy milk. But people often think that these are more natural, they're nutritionally superior. But one of the things I urge people to do is take a gallon of milk and one of these plant-based beverages and just look at the ingredient list. So some of these ingredient lists have 10 or more added ingredients, including extra salt, extra sugar, added flavorings, food additives, stabilizers, emulsifiers, and vitamin and minerals that are added in there to make them look and taste like cow's milk. So that's really not as natural or nutritionally superior. That's trying to mimic cow's milk. And there's, whenever you look at the cow's milk, there's actually only 3 ingredients listed on the whole milk container: milk, vitamin A, and vitamin D. So it's super. It's the most natural beverage out there on the market that has all of these nutritional benefits. And if you just compare the prices, milk is way more affordable. So a 1-ounce serving costs less than half of what some of those milk substitutes cost. So that's a big plus as well.
Right. So milk is going to cost you less, and it's going to give you more benefit.
Yes. More nutrition and more affordable.
So, with all the added ingredients, in these milk alternatives, are they nutritionally the same as, let's say, cow's milk?
So they really try to be. So they add a lot of things in there to try to make it similar to cow's milk, but the answer is no. So cow's milk has about 8 grams of protein, like I mentioned earlier. Well, a lot of almond, rice, or rice beverages have only 1 gram of protein. So that protein's what keeps you full longer. So that's not measuring up there. And then dairy milk is the top food source for calcium. And versus all of these others. Calcium occurs naturally in this milk, where some of these other beverages are fortified. And fortified nutrients can often settle to the bottom of the container, making the actual nutrient content less than what you're actually thinking you're consuming, which is an interesting fact as well. And then also looking at added sugar. So in just a regular white milk, there is sugar, lactose, and that's a naturally occurring sugar, where these other beverages have added sugar to them to make them taste and act the same way. So, but one really good resource that we have at the Dairy Council, we have a Milk the Real Deal brochure, and it puts side-by-side the nutrients in all of these alternative beverages so that you can really see the difference in why just regular cow's milk is nutritionally superior.
Okay. So, I mean, no matter how you look at it, it's always going to come back to cow's milk.
Yes, yes. And that's the point that we're trying to make. It's so easy to get caught up in all these different fads that are going on, and people really, marketing is confusing and all of that type of thing. So we're just trying to get the education out there that from a cost perspective and from a nutrition perspective, cow's milk is just superior.
All right. I'll tell you what, Kelsey, let's go ahead and take our next break here, and we will come back and talk some more right after this here on The People Speak. And welcome back again, talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about dairy and its importance in adding it to a healthy diet, especially in this new year with people making New Year's resolutions. A lot of those are relating to eating healthier and that. With all the things that milk can provide us, which we've been talking about, how do we celebrate milk during the month of January?
So we actually already missed that National Milk Day, which was on Saturday, January 11th. So, but this day is just the day that marks the first delivery of milk in sterilized glass bottles. So we're kind of turning it into National Milk Month here at the Dairy Council, even though we really have Dairy Month in June. But there's so many different ways that you can celebrate National Milk Day, like trying some different dairy fun activities. One thing that we could do is learn something new about milk and dairy farms. So these are some interesting facts. There are more than 6 billion people that consume dairy worldwide. Before milk machines were invented in 1894, farmers could only milk about 6 cows per hour. Now it only takes 5 to 15 minutes to milk a cow with a milking machine. So that's a huge improvement. The first cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611. Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cows. So that's and I know I was talking to my grandma the other day, who's 87 years old, and she was saying how, of course, they didn't have milk machines back then. They were all hand-milked cows. And she's like, every farm around us had a cow. So that's just so interesting how much the dairy industry has changed.
Or if we get up in the morning and need milk for our cereal or a glass of milk to drink, and we're out, so we have to drive to the store to get it, they just go out to the barn.
Exactly. So it's so different how much our supply chain has changed since then, in more ways than just the dairy industry, too. But some different ways that you can learn more about dairy farms, since we don't all have a cow anymore, is visiting the dairy stand at a farmer's market if you live in a city that has a farmer's market, or looking up different dairy farms that participate in agritourism, like Marcoute Creamery in Greenville, Illinois, or Ludwig Creamery and Wrap Cheese. Those are both local creameries in Illinois that you can visit and learn about dairy farming and cows and things like that. Or you can simply just try out a new recipe that features a dairy food. There are so many good recipes out there with dairy foods. Or you can, at the Dairy Council, we're still running campaigns called Starting a Cowversation. So we really want people to reach out to us and ask us your dairy questions so that we can reach out to the experts and get you the answers. Because anymore these days, you have a question and you can Google it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's from an expert. So getting you those expert answers to those dairy questions that you might have.
Right. What about some tips for people to get some dairy or get their daily servings of dairy?
Yeah, so one way is just making mealtime dairy time. So you could, this could be as simple as having a glass of milk with your meal, or you could do something like added sliced or shredded or crumbled cheese into your meal. I know I cannot eat broccoli without a little bit of cheese on it. Or you can add it onto a sandwich or a salad or into a casserole. Or you can do things like wrapping deli meat around a string cheese or putting it with crackers, different things like that. You can also start your day with dairy by experimenting with smoothies. A lot of people are really into smoothies now, so you can get your fresh fruits and vegetables in that way. I know I'll make a smoothie every once in a while, and I can get a whole cup of spinach into a smoothie to get some extra vitamins and minerals and not even notice it's there because that yogurt's making it taste so good, the yogurt and the fruit that I'm adding. You can also get kind of creative with your presentation. I know some people will use cookie cutters and cut into slices of cheese to make and then do bread as well to make it kind of a fun grilled cheese sandwich for kids to get excited about. Another way you could use yogurt is by getting a plain yogurt and then adding like zesty taco seasoning or onion soup mix or ranch seasoning to make it a really delicious and nutritious dip with vegetables or crackers and things like that as well.
Okay.
And you can also have dairy on the go as well. So there's yogurt tubes, there's cheese sticks, there's lots of different convenient items that we have now with dairy products. So we can also do that as well.
Right. You mentioned the broccoli with a little bit of cheese on it. That's when I was a kid growing up, we always used to have that, especially at the holidays. And we always referred to it as the green stuff with cheese on it.
Yeah. I personally will not eat broccoli without it. And really, if you think about it, you're just adding more vitamins and minerals to that broccoli. So you're just making it healthier overall.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I noted here, a glass of chocolate milk after a workout is good to help your recovery.
Yeah, so that is something people always ask about, like, is it true? Is chocolate milk really the perfect recovery beverage? And the answer is yes, because it has the perfect balance of protein and carbohydrates and fat to really give your body that recovery that it needs from a nutritional drink. And everybody likes chocolate milk, so it's the perfect recovery beverage.
Nobody's going to say, oh, no,
glass of milk after a workout.
Right, nobody's going to say, no, I wouldn't want that.
You really?
Yeah, I don't know too many people that would say that. Too many people that would turn it down.
Yes, I know. I definitely would not.
Well, you mentioned the Cowversation thing that's still going. Where can people go to start a Cowversation, find some of the resources you've mentioned, or just get more information on dairy foods?
Yeah, so with this Cowversation campaign, a great place to go to email is info@stldairycouncil.org, or you can go on our Facebook page to ask a question as well, and the handle on our Facebook and Instagram page is STL Dairy Council, or you can just visit our website at www.stldairycouncil.org. Our website, we have a blog section, so if you're wanting to try out a new dairy recipe, every single month we come out with new dairy recipes that kind of go along with our topic. So this month, I know my coworker came up with the recipe, and it's a Gouda mushroom soup recipe, and it is delicious. So go and check that out as well.
Okay. I know it's another one here, just glancing at it, a vanilla nutmeg steamer.
Yeah, so that's kind of like a sleepy time drink. So a lot of people think of a hot milk to help you go to sleep. So that's another thing you could try out as well. That is also very delicious. So if you're having trouble sleeping in these winter months with the dark weather all the time, try that out and see if that helps you as well.
All right, Kelsey. Well, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. It was nice talking.
And we will talk to you again in February.
Yeah. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Kelsey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. And I'm Jeff, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.